Like I said in those 4 points about money, I said, listen to me. A Christian who is not a giver does not have faith. You hear what I said? A Christian who is not a giver does not have faith. And that is where the problem is. It is not that you have not sowed enough to be able to reap. Once you have faith in what Jesus did for you, you will reap. I hope you heard what I'm saying. The reason why you will not receive a manifestation of that blessing is because your faith is not on it. And one of the signs that your faith is not in that blessing, one of the signs is that you are not a generous person. I don't know whether you are connecting what I'm saying. That's why he said in that second Timothy chapter 5 there, he made it clear that tell them to put their faith in God. And you now see what is right after that. Instruct them to be generous. That is, their generosity is tied to their faith. Why God gives to you is because Jesus died for you. Please, let's get that clear. I don't want this one that we're always putting our works. You know, I keep on saying this again and again. I think the major reason is because Christians have heard the opposite so much. They see unconsciously crawl into prayer. They are still laying, honey, how much are we giving? Do you think it's enough to bring down the car? So just to be sure, let's sow another seed. Okay. Let's postpone this prayer meeting until tomorrow. We'll break the fast tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, go and look for one man of God and one church and one orphanage to give to. Then in the evening, we'll pray. Then the wife will come back and say, as I was paying that money into the bank, my spirit just says it's not enough. Okay, the fast will go until next week. Let's sow more seeds every day. Why? They want to believe God for a new car or a house or they want to buy land. Listen to me, that is not Christianity. What did I say? It's not Christianity. When we walk into the place of prayer, we leave everything that we have done behind. Leave that one at the door. Once you get on your knees, the only plea is that I have come in the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, the reason why you will give me this is because Jesus died so that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. So I have come to write a check, that's where I was, on my blessing. I have come to write my check on what? On my blessing, that is on my account. That account is an account of faith. It was credited by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The much of it I can take is that which I can stir up the faith in my heart to receive. I hope you are connected to what I'm saying. Don't forget, I started by saying that, look, it's real. It is real. But for God, you know, because there are two sides to this thing. God doesn't only want to bless, he does not want to bless only you. He also wants to bless people through you. You must never forget that. And you see, there's something God doesn't just like. There are things God doesn't like to do. Let me explain it. Just like handing out money. You know, one difference between Jesus and other people is that, let me not mention any religion now, but there are some religions that just like almsgiving. Just give alms. Don't develop the people. Let them remain poor. As long as you can give them alms. Don't develop them. Just give them what? Alms. God allows almsgiving as a temporary measure or as a measure to help those he cannot help any other way anymore. It is never the thing he really likes. What God loves is to develop the people so much that they generate wealth. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sure, sure. God is the original man, person who said, don't just give a man a fish. Teach him how to fish. What Jesus came to do was to train people into being fishermen. Follow me and I will make you fishermen. Are you getting what I'm saying? I won't just leave you as receiving alms. That's why when the wilderness, he said, this is a temporary measure. Things are rough. This was supposed to be just a matter of a few days. You guys decide you are going to be here for 40 years and I obliged you. So I will give you manna. But as soon as you leave this place, it's not the right thing. I don't like manna. I like people to know how to what? Sow and reap. What I do is to give them rain, the early rain, the latter rain. I give them sun. I rebuke the devourer for their sake. What they call devourer? Locusts. You know, stuff like that. Pests. You know, weevils. Things that will destroy their crop. That's what I will do for them. Like I said to you last time, from the hills they can dig copper. They have to dig the copper. I will show them mining technology. I don't want to just hand things to them. I want them to know how to work. And some of the reasons why I like men like Henry Ford. Go and read this book, please, if you haven't. Henry Ford made it clear that, listen, certain people like him were created by God to help other people work. I have a write-up by one man, David Savant. He said, when cheap is expensive. The man said, as a young Christian, he liked to just give, you know, just do charity. After a while, he realized that charity like that is not good. He now looks at his charity in a different way. I know where to just give you money to eat, and I'll tell you, listen, this money is available, we ain't giving you. I will use it to put something that you can work and get money out of. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, once they went somewhere to some village to come help some people. And they were there, nailing their roofs. And those men were sitting down watching them. And they were feeling like good Christians. They brought the roofing sheet, brought the hammer, brought the nail, brought their manpower. And the people who they came to help were healthy people who sat down and was watching the Christian missionaries nail their roof. He said, now I won't do that anymore. I will bring the nail, I will bring the sheet, I will sit down, give you the hammer. Tell you, climb, my brother. Climb. It's your roof, not my own. Climb. I will teach you how to nail roofs. By the time I leave that place, I will have left 5 or 10 roofing specialists who will help other people nail their roofs. Please, I hope you are following my point. So that is why, listen to this, you and I work with God to create a channel through which His blessing flows into the earth. Did you hear what I said? Remember we said every seed has its own body. That God wants to pour a blessing through you. He said, you and I, let us build something on this earth through which the blessing will flow. Let me quickly say this one to you. Just like I said earlier. Testimonies are good, amen? Supernatural testimonies are good. I said, God, I have a mansion in heaven. Lord, begin to bring my bungalow onto the earth as the first installment of my mansion in heaven. And I was not standing there. So I was just standing there. I just realized that I just saw some men. I don't know whether they are angels or something. They just cleared land. Amen. And then they began to dig. And at the end of 1 week, I just saw my bungalow and they handed me the keys and they walked away. Praise the Lord. And that was exactly 1 month after I sowed the dangerous seed towards my bungalow. That is not Christianity. Do you hear what I said? You didn't hear what I said? You didn't catch it? You thought it really happened like that? Yes, we like such testimonies, but God hardly, rarely does such things. In fact, what He does is that every house is built by some man. A man has to build it. Listen to me, I said something earlier. That is what I called, what? The simplicity of divine intervention. You pray to God for that bungalow. There are different ways He can bring it. Different ways. It may take 6 months. It may take a year. It might even take 5 years. I don't know how long. But if you say, this is exactly what I want, God begins to arrange the events of your life so that the bungalow may not look to everybody now as a miracle. It just looks like a prosperity in your life. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. So it looks like prosperity in your life. God begins to expand your business, increase your salary, increase your earning. Suddenly government comes and says, okay, we want to do something around this area. Let us do housing so that everybody who works in this area can buy and pay instrumentally. And then Roque & Co. allows you to connect with Federal Mortgage Bank and then they give you the money after, give you the keys. After 6 months, okay, we'll be taking from salary bit by bit. Do you understand? Different ways. We can follow it, but people think because of that it is not divine, it is not supernatural. I'm telling you, it's still supernatural. In fact, that's how God works most of the time. Which is what our series is about right now. All this teaching is to let people know that building that connection for that spiritual blessing is our responsibility. Let me say to you again, and I'm not joking about it. When I want to joke, I'll laugh. You will know I'm joking. This one, even though I smile, it's not a joke. You looking at me, looking. Okay, there are two sides. There are those who are not looking, but they are listening to me. They will also be partakers. But you looking at me, at least 10 of people here today, looking at me, we create companies that will be worth billions and billions and scores of billions of naira.
Yeah.
You know, you see, I haven't tried to smile. Smile, no grief, follow me. I'm not joking. I am not joking. Let me tell you how it is. You know, you can pray and God will work a miracle. Amen? You know what I'm saying? But this is what I want to say to you today. You, the Bible says there's a gift called the working of miracles. Have you heard that before? Yes, the working of miracles. Spiritual things are interesting. Don't say amen yet, I'll explain it later. You will be a worker of miracles. Just wait. You know why? This is how it is. One day a man will arise, a young woman, and his name will be, let's take another name, his name will be Tony. Let's just take Tony. I'm not talking about you in case you are Tony, all right? And Tony will say, Father, I've heard the word that says everything, you know, I have it in heaven. Right now, I want to download a nice apartment onto the earth. And God will tap you, and say, work that miracle for that boy.
Amen.
Are you getting my point? There are different ways. He just walked to your office. I said, good morning, sir. I can do this. He said, you sure you can do it? Okay, we'll give you a 2-year contract. Meanwhile, the first thing we do, we want you to live around here and be comfortable. So just call one of your guys. Go and give him that new luxury apartment we just completed. That's where he will stay for the next 2 years. Did you see? He just worked a miracle in his life. Last month, he prayed. I don't know whether he got that. Last month, he prayed. And then God sent you into his life. You are now operating the gifts called working of what? Miracles. Because what you did and you thought was simple, to him is a testimony in church. He will go to church and say, praise the Lord. Brethren, praise the Lord. You know, last month, as pastor was preaching, you know, it's one pastor somewhere, you know, one young pastor, he was telling us that we should remember that we have a blessing. And I began to pray. And I asked God. And then, you know, then the Lord just led me. I went to this office. I went to do something for them. We struck a deal. We had a contract. I worked for them for the next 2 years in the first instance. And they said for me to be able to work with them, they are giving me this. Brethren, do you know it was better than what I even prayed for last month? And they shall praise the Lord. You know what? You just worked a miracle for somebody.
Amen.
I told the story of one young man that came to see me once. I wore that shirt for a very long time. He was on his way, he stopped somewhere and bought me 2 shirts. He was listening to me on radio. And I said, blessings are spiritual. He said, you know, the Holy Spirit has a way of breathing on things. How the Holy Spirit breathed on him, he just ran into his room, locked the door. He said to me, I don't know what he meant. He said, I entered into the realm of the Spirit. And I began to call my blessings to come. The next day, God woke his uncle up in Canada and said, call that boy, you will work a miracle in his life. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. His uncle did not know. He just said, how are you doing? I'm fine, uncle. What are you doing right now? I'm waiting for this, trying to get. He said, would you like to be a pilot? He said, yes. It's all right. You are going to come over to Canada. I'm going to register you in a pilot training school. How is that? The boy said, thank you very much, uncle. Then he didn't run to the airport. He ran to Enugu to come and greet me. Say, sir, it was while you were preaching that I connected with something. My emphasis for today, and my uncle became a worker of miracles. Are you getting the point I'm making? That's what we are discussing. We are not talking about chopping. You will chop, you will be full. Amen?
Amen.
This one scripture I love. God is able. Now, if not just able, he will. He will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You will abound to every good work.
Amen.
I say you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
Listen, first of all, you will have all sufficiency. Lack is not your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lack is not your... Listen, it's not a prayer anymore. Don't even say amen. Just hear it and relax. Take it as information. When I say it, just say, that's true. All right? As information. Lack is not your portion. That's true. Like you are used to it. It's not something you are prophesying that will happen tomorrow. I am saying lack is not your portion.
That's true.
If I say you are blessed, just say, yeah, you know it. I don't want this amen of, yeah, it will happen. No. Let's, we don't pass that level. We pass that level.
Yes,
You are blessed abundantly. Thank you. Oh, you are in the spirit. Yeah, you got it. Oh, you got it. 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 Yes. I'm blessed abundantly. What we are discussing now is how to walk with God so that you will be what? A blessing. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So that you will be a miracle for somebody. Let me tell you how your life will be. People will pray in the morning. I know when God wants to appear, he has to enter your flesh for that day. I don't know what hell I said. We will pray in the morning. Say, Lord, this school fees, it will come. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to worry. As they are saying it, a child of God somewhere is crying to God. As saying, I refuse to worry. That day, he must jam you. Are you getting my point?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you must meet him for that day. That is your ministry in life.
Amen.
That's your ministry. You know what the Bible says? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with money. And he went about doing good and healing all that were afflicted by poverty, for God was with him. Is that not in your Bible?
Yeah.
It's in the scriptures. Part of the manifestation of power is money. That's why Solomon said, money answereth all things. That is, anything you want to do, if you have money, we'll get it done. That's what he was saying in that context. So when they say God anointed the know of Jesus Christ, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. This is your own. You know of Chinedu, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with cash. And he went around doing good and giving jobs to all those who were jobless.
Amen.
And helping all students who couldn't pay their fees.
Amen.
And helping widows take care of their children.
Amen.
For God was with him.
Amen.
And they will know it's the Holy Spirit. Because when they look at your background, it doesn't look like that. So that's what they mean when they say the God anointed. Listen, you must know how to read the scriptures. It's very relevant. It's not every Christian that will wake up in the morning. Most will be following him because they want to hear teaching. Are you a teacher? Most will follow you to eat. They will follow you to walk. I don't know whether you get my point. There are different anointings. There are different anointings. See, everybody has gathered here this evening now. One day, everybody will gather around you. But why? You are interviewing people for work. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're in the spirit. Look, it's good. Say, when they want to gather to hear teaching, say, you call your secretary. Please, where is Kingdom Word? You know, there's one other brother that's operating like Kingdom Word now. Where is it? He said, okay, show them the address. Those who want to go and hear gospel. You also. People will gather around you. When they want to hear preaching, you send them somewhere else. When they want work, contract, job, scholarship, you get my point? Help, then they can stay. And as they gather around the man teaching, so will they gather around the man who's employing, and that is you. That's true. Yes, that's true. That is true. That is true. I said that is true. That's your life. Yes, it's true. You're a blessing. I said you are a blessing. Listen, that's what we are discussing. I don't know why I just felt like encouraging us again in that regard today, all right? But let me just read that scripture, and then we'll continue. Okay, I'll continue what I wanted to start with today, all right? So last time, I explained something. We read from Genesis chapter 26, right? Let's just read it again. Genesis 26, that's what we have been reading again and again. You know something happened? Bishop Israel and Yinka went for Wafbeck. So, of course, as usual, when they came back, they came with a lot of materials. So, please follow them and collect from them. All right? Those things they brought, they will be a blessing to you. So, this afternoon, I was doing some work after a while, and I saw the folder where I kept some messages they gave to me. So, I just popped up, opened one of them. It happened to be a message by Pastor Kwaju preached, I think, one of the first days of January. But it's inside a plane. Something struck me. He used words that you would have thought he and I discussed. I didn't hear him preach it. I was hearing that thing for the very first time. He was telling people, he said, watch out, that miracles will occur in your life. Eh? He was emphatic about the fact that it will be this year. I said amen. You see, it's the Holy Spirit. Let me just tell you, get ready. What did I say?
Get ready.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. You are going to become so busy that it's now you must make a commitment. There's some people when they bless them small, Bible study, they say, I they cook, you know. May God not bless you to a level where you start falling for temptation, that it is a time that the word that brought you up to that level. All right, that's the word, time you now be sacrificing that word. I've heard all kinds of nonsense. God bless you within it. And I say, I don't see a Bible study, they say, no, Saturday evening is when I cook, I go to market, I wash clothes. I'm a child of God, amen. I know they beat people. Otherwise, I will have beaten some people for God, on God's behalf. And no, really, really. It's called, you know, Paul said, let me commit them to the hand of Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Commit them to the hand of bank for the discipline of the flesh. I should do it to some people. Let me tell you something about the word of God. After he has lifted you up, don't think you can kick the support out. A lot of people try to do that. They say, we have been lifted, we don't need the support anymore. The word of God is like that. It has to continually support you. The way you get a result is how you sustain it. Why did I go into that? I just want to tell you ahead of time. You will make up your mind that, God, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Help me not to fail. Because if you get to a time, you'll be so blessed. You know, God had to command a Sabbath for the people of Israel. Because when they were going to the promised land, if they had continued walking, the land would not be flowing. So the temptation would have been to walk all the time. So you have to command the Sabbath for them. The Sabbath is so that you will remember the Lord thy God. That's the reason. What am I saying? When I say get ready, you have to tell yourself ahead of time, yes, I will manifest this blessing abundantly, but I must never forsake the gathering of the brethren to hear the word of God. Because the temptation will come. It will come. And for you, it's coming 2014. Yes. Oh, you know, last week I began to say something. I said, God's miracle will come into your life in the midst of your daily activity. Amen. Remember I said that? Yes. So if you were not around last week, please go and get a message and listen to it. Let me not preach it all over again. And I said to you, make sure that in your mind, I said, print a business card in your mind. And what's on that card? What is it that you do on a regular basis that when people need that thing, it's your name that will come to their mind? Because while we are waiting for God, we are not sleeping to wait for God. We occupy. That's how we wait for him. We are busy doing something. He must meet us. When it comes to manifest that greatness, he must. He will meet us doing something. I wanted to continue developing that one today, all right? But things just went the way it went. And let me just close. Let me not keep us here, all right? For that, I told you, so I was listening to that message. Now, Pastor Paul, you said something. So he was preaching. Then suddenly he stopped. He said, look, he just tweeted something. Now let him just repeat it. And then he'll continue his message. And he almost got stuck there. When I heard it, I said, praise the Lord. Because this was an expansion of exactly what I said last week. I'll read out to you. He said, five things you need to be successful in your career and work. Now listen to this. He said, five things you need to be successful in your career and work. He said, number one, get a good basic education. And I'll just expand it a bit, both using his own words and then using my own words. All right? You know, I've said it to you again and again. Education is not about certificate. It's about what? Being educated. Being able to communicate. Being able to understand things. One day I watched one film, drama, many years ago. One sailor wanted to hire some men to work with him on the boat. He said, how much should I pay? The guy said, eight coins. I don't know what it was set in the, maybe about 500 years ago, something like that. So he said, how many coins? He said, count eight for me. The man said, one, two, three, eight. So that man said, no problem. So I'm going to give you eight coins. He brought four coins and said, one, two, three, eight. The man was happy. That his lack of basic education allowed him to defraud himself. Are you getting my point? Even if he had a big certificate, he still has changed himself for that day. Because as far as I was concerned, this is eight. And he got eight. And that man didn't have time for argument. He said, you want eight? All right, that's your eight. Go and do my work. That's what I'm talking about. Get a good basic education. That's Pastor Poggio's words now. Get a good basic education. This is what I discussed last week. Number two, he said, acquire skill in one particular thing. What I wanted to talk about today, I hope I can get into it next time, is to help us understand again that life has two phases. I've described it in two different messages using different words. But the words that come to my mind today are the phase of life are one, the phase of occupation, and then the phase of the Lord's coming. If you listen to other messages, I'm sure I've described the same thing using other words. What I mean by occupation? He said, occupy with this until I come. Now, that occupation is not always the place where you are going, but it is what God uses to take you to the place where you are going. For example, David had some skills, two of them. One, he was an excellent shepherd because of passion. Number two, he was skilled on the instrument. Those were the two things that led him to become king in Israel. When the anointing came upon him, the anointing rode upon those two things. How do I know? Number one, why did he fight Goliath? It was because while he was a shepherd, he fought the bear and fought the lion. So when he saw Goliath, he went after Goliath. Do you understand that? Number two, how did he get into the palace of Saul? It wasn't just because he defeated, Goliath. No. It was, first of all, he was skillful in the instrument. He was the only one that could calm the madness of the king. Was it going to be Mozart?
No.
Beethoven?
No.
Two-Face?
No.
Was it going to be king? But the skills he had as a little boy was what the anointing rode upon. What I'm trying to bring out is, you see, I kind of what I want to talk about today, like I said, hopefully we'll continue from that point next time. The first phase of life, I've taught this again and again, several times on radio here, that is the stage in which you qualify for the next stage. And the day that the Lord will come, nobody knows. But one thing we do know is that he will come. And when he comes, he must not find you idle. Whatever he has given you must have been multiplied in your hands. Do you get the point? So that he will use that to decide how far your destiny will manifest. Any of those men could have said, here is your mina, it has made 10 more. And he will have put them in charge of 10 cities. Do you get what I'm going to explain? It is not, look, Christians think they should scheme to rule 10 cities. No, scheme, in quotes now, to multiply that which you have. That's it. Money was used in the Bible to explain it, but it's not just money. I'm a preacher. God is evangelizing. I am going to show up one day. And I will count how many sermons you have written, how many books you have finished, how many sermons you guys have uploaded. I don't know whether I get my point. I'm just as an illustration. I don't know exactly how it's going to judge me, but what I just try to do, like, you know, recently I found some things that were disturbing what I felt would be the main thing the Lord will judge. So I said, you guys, the Lord won't judge you. These are the things he will judge in my life. So stop disturbing my soul. Let me do the one that he will judge in my life. So look in that area. I'm not giving you details now. I may appear negligent and not serious. That this man doesn't have ambition, doesn't have goal. He's not. But I know when he shows up, he said, there was this mina I gave you. How many of it have you used? Do you get my point? Listen, God will, that is not, it will show up one day. Last time I gave the story of Ron Kenoly and T.D. Jakes. You know one of the things I've noticed? If you're a preacher, listen to this. A preacher's life, a teacher at least, and I think for every preacher too, goes again in stages. The first stage, you have to learn plenty. You know what I found out? When you become very busy as a preacher, learning by reading and listening to messages is one of the most difficult things to do. You start piling up on experience. So if you waste those early days running up and down, making money like everybody else, Ross, your ministry you know go expand, though. You know go grow. It you know you won't know why it just capped at a particular level. Why am I explaining this again? When you see things like acquire skill in one particular thing, is what I am saying. Now, Pastor, I didn't say this. I'm just I'm tying things together. What I'm saying is that in that first phase in which God is proving you faithful, I will discuss this again next time. He said, "Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." There must be something you are faithful about. Do you understand my point? That is something you do with skill. He said, do you see a man who is skillful in his business? He will stand before the king when he comes. I'm modifying that scripture now. You understand what I'm saying? He's skillful in his business. We're not saying that's what will take you to where you are going finally. We are saying that is what will make you successful in stage one, which will prepare you for the coming of the Lord to launch into stage two. Do you get the point? Point three he gave, he said, work hard with the skill acquired. The same thing we are saying. Five things he said you need to succeed. Get a good basic learning. He used the word education. Acquire skill in one particular thing. Number three is an extension of two. Work hard with the skill acquired. Number four, he said, have a right attitude towards people. I have a slightly different expression to use to modify. Well, let me just modify that a bit. I say, have the right attitude towards people and towards life. Towards people, very important. And I have a right mental attitude towards life, also very important. Because of time, we can't develop these things further. He now said, understand and respect constituted authority. Now, these are the four, 5 points, Pastor Kojugi. I heard it today. And because I was coming to speak on something along that line, I just wrote them down and said, I will quote them for you when I get here. Get some of these materials from the people here. We have them here, all right? It will be a blessing to you. There are over 100 messages total. You know, just pick it and say, listen, between the next 6 weeks, or just one message every day. You want to do a 100 days fast? That's my recommendation for you. You can do it early in the morning. Everybody's going to watch mind you. Say, listen, let me mind my life. I'm not minding you. Do you understand my point? I'm minding my life. You go and sleep. Wake up early. 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Take the word of God and eat it. Eat it. Eat it. You know, let it penetrate into your agbari. Are you getting what I'm saying? When it enters, your life will not be the same again. Listen, if you listen to 100 messages like that in true Christian fasting, I'm telling you, when you come out, when you want to open the door, the devil will say, please, it was a mistake. I was passing here before. Do you get my point? All right, so we'll continue this next time. But so those are the 5 points. I didn't make them. I heard Pastor Paul, you say them today, and I just let me share them with you. Get a good basic learning. Acquire a skill. Work hard with that skill. Have a right attitude towards people and towards life, I added. And understand and respect constituted authority. I hope you are blessed today. I hope you are blessed today. Remember, you're already a blessing. That's true. You're already blessed, amen? Hunger is not your problem. You are a great man, you're a great woman. Now, what you are doing now is to bring forth a blessing into other people's lives. It's well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's bow down heads and just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. The word is good. That word is good. That word is good.